Simon & Schuster Australia presents Lest, Australian War Myths, by Mark Dappin. Narrated by Henry Nixon. For Ben and Sarah. Before we start, this is a book about separating truth from myth in Australian war history. It's salted with jokes, because I can't seem to help myself, but it has a serious purpose. It's about questioning received truths and realising that the most widely accepted are often the most woefully misguided. It's about accepting that historians, especially this one, have flawed personalities and eccentric agendas, and that our opinions and interests are coloured by our own experiences. The scope of the book is shaped by my own knowledge. I know little of significance, for instance, about the Second World War, and much of insignificance about the Emu War. By training, I am a journalist as well as a historian. Small sections of this book formed part of my Radio National show, Myths of War, in which I interviewed historians who knew more than me about, well, everything, really. I realise that it is unusual in a history book to quote conversations with historians rather than their writing. But this is an unusual book. It's driven by the conviction that a document can be found to support any proposition that is accurate, and that anything unprovable is likely to be untrue. Most of all, it's about loving history and having fun with it, and using the past to understand the present, which you can only do if you've got your facts straight. 1. The myths of Anzac Day. That Anzac Day has always been commemorated rather than celebrated. That Anzac Day developed unchallenged. That only a tiny activist fringe questions Anzac Day. It's always dangerous to make a claim for historical singularity, but I'm willing to take a risk and say that this is the only book ever to have been inspired by a statement by Alan Tudge, who was Minister for Education and Youth in Scott Morrison's coalition government between December 2020 and May 2022. While it's difficult to pinpoint any of Tudge's achievements in the field of education, he was able to attract a fusillade of publicity when he criticised what he claimed to be planned changes to the national curriculum. He was particularly troubled by the proposal that Year 9 history students might study contested debates about the nature and significance of the Anzac legend, and perhaps consider the difference between commemoration and celebration of war.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?